Chico, it is time to do what needs to be done here for the good fans of the Cleveland Browns, and that's get an honest assessment on this 0-15 team. And to do so, we go out to the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford Hotline. Welcome in, 92.3 The Fan and 92.3thefan.com. Browns beat reporter Daryl Ryder.
Oh, Daryl.
Daryl, welcome to the show, buddy.
Good morning, guys.
No. I mean, listen, the Browns are 0-15 here, but before we get to them, before we celebrate all of that greatness, Josh Rosen, there was the Schefter report on Sunday, and now he's come out and said that he didn't address it directly, but did say he'd rather go later in the draft to the right team than go higher to the wrong team. How do those comments sit with you?
It means he does not want anything to do with the Cleveland Browns, and quite frankly, who can blame him? Listen, this is the worst run organization in professional sports. We'll see what John Dorsey is able to do as the general manager, but I mean, it's a cluster mess. It's been a cluster mess for 19 years. 28 different starting quarterbacks, and now they've gone from the 4-12, 5-11 perennial juggernaut to not even being able to winning a football game. So I wouldn't want anything to do with this organization if I'm Josh Rosen either. However, the competitor in me would say, sit there and say, hey, yeah, it's bad now. The reason it's bad is because I'm not there. And once I get there, it's going to get a heck of a lot better, and we're going to win, and things are going to turn around. But I certainly don't blame any prospect that is coming out that is a quarterback that would want absolutely nothing to do with the Cleveland Browns, especially after watching how Hugh Jackson's handled the current rookie on the roster.
Well, Daryl, I'm glad that you brought up the second point of that. And yeah, first and foremost, nobody's naive thinking that these guys, if not these quarterbacks, but the people around them aren't in their ear saying, oh, you're going to Cleveland. Well, good luck with that. But the second part of that, to me, is a big deal in terms of not just the competitor, but, you know, what is your focus? I mean, I know that, you know, coming to Cleveland and all that goes with it, but ultimately, above and beyond anything else, you look at a guy like Carson Wentz. I mean, he looked at it in terms of, yeah, let's go. You know, I want to be the guy. If that guy doesn't have it, maybe that's not the end-all, be-all as far as the decision-making process, but it's certainly not a point in the plus column as far as I'm concerned.
No, and listen, Hugh Jackson went from telling everyone how they're going to, you know, stand by Deshaun Kizer through thick and thin, good and bad, for better, for worse, and then he benched him 5 times. And one of those benchings cost the kid an opportunity to do something that only one other quarterback's been able to do, and that's start all 15 games. Had he started at Houston, we could at least sit here and say, you know what? They had a quarterback start all 16 games on the schedule. That hasn't happened in 15 years. So at least they have that going for them. We can't even say that this year. So, I don't approve of how Hugh Jackson has handled Deshaun Kizer. We've not seen a dramatic leap in improvement from week one to week 17 here. I can't sit here and honestly tell Browns fans that this kid is getting better, so hang in there. You have to sit there and say, well, the Browns have the first pick in the draft. They may have another top five pick in the draft, and they're going to have to take a quarterback again.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, joining us on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline. So I know it's early, but it is. I mean, we've seen now 15 games. We're going into week 17. For you, how do you want to see the Browns kind of attack this? Or at least, what are your early thoughts on the Browns attacking this quarterback position this offseason?
Well, I mean, they got to use the first pick in the draft to take the best player on the board at that position. They need to commit to somebody first and foremost, and they're in position to be able to do that. So they need to take advantage of that. I'd also like to see them bring in a veteran in the offseason, you know, somebody that can keep the seat warm. So if you don't feel like you want to throw the kid into the proverbial baptismal fire there, you can have someone that can go out there and win you some games in the short term. So this quarterback room, I expect to look completely different come training camp next year.
All right, Darryl, let's get to that free agent, that veteran that you're talking about, and whoever that might be. Let's say it's, you know, Alex Smith, Cousins, if it becomes available, even a Tyrod Taylor. It is imperative, right, to have that guy after what we've seen this year. And I don't care if it's DeShone Kizer or, let's say, the most NFL, quote-unquote, NFL-ready quarterback, whether that's Darnold, Rosen, whoever, you still have to have that guy. There is no quarterback that's ready day one. I don't. And I, for everybody that says Peyton Manning, I mean, come on. All that was he was mentally able to take it and move on and get better. It didn't mean he was ready physically for the challenges of the NFL. He wasn't.
No, and DeShone Kizer wasn't ready from day one. And the mistake that was made by the front office was that they didn't have anyone else on the roster. It was, you know, it was Cody Kessler and Kevin Hogan, and that's like my biggest complaint with how Hugh Jackson handled Kizer. It's one thing if you have a seasoned veteran who's actually won a game, not multiple games, just one on the roster, that you could say, hey, you need to take a step back here. Watch how it's done, okay? I'm going to put someone out there that's going to show you how it's done, son, and then we'll get you back in there and see if you make. But you had Kevin freaking Hogan and Cody freaking Kessler. Neither one of them had ever won a game in the NFL.
How did you know their middle names?
I mean, these are the guys that you're replacing DeShone Kizer with to show the kid how it's done at the end. Give me a break.
I don't defend you, Darryl, but in defense of you, that's not on him as far as who was left in the quarterback room.
I don't disagree with you. No, it's not his fault. I'm just saying, though, like, this is the Cleveland Browns in a nutshell. The incompetence is maddening. And it starts from the top, and it filters down. It's every layer of that organization out there. God bless John Dorsey for coming to Cleveland, and I hope he's got one hell of a mop and bucket to clean this mess up, because he's walking in to basically a natural disaster when you're talking about an 0-15 team about to make history on Sunday. They're going to go to Pittsburgh, get the crap kicked out of them by the Steelers' backups. You know, Mike Tomlin hasn't even decided if he's going to play his starters. Basically, from my point of view, he just hasn't picked the guys going to administer the beating on Sunday to the Browns. You know, the Browns haven't beaten the Steelers in ages, it feels like. 3-25 in the last 28 games against them. I mean, this season can't end soon enough, and then we can get to January 1st, and everyone can talk about how this team's going to be a playoff team next year because they got all the draft picks and all the salary cap space and money to spend, and optimism can reign supreme again. There'll be some light at the end of the tunnel because the Browns don't have to trot out onto the field every Sunday and get the you-know-what knocked out of them for four quarters.
We'll have to get FEMA on declaring them a natural disaster. We'll do what we can. Darryl Ryder on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline. If you remember last year, Darryl, Hugh Jackson made a boastful claim that if they are 1-15 again, he would go jump into Lake Erie. Does that mean Browns fans should be hoping for a win on Sunday just so they can see Hugh take that spin in take a few laps in Lake Erie? Can we get on that? Is Hugh going to stick to his word?
Yeah, I don't know, but I give Paul Hoynes from Cleveland.com a tremendous amount of credit with his how-to guide
that
posted over the holiday. That was pure gold. Yeah, this is something that Hugh Jackson needs to learn from too. You know, that was a situation where I think he was so frustrated by the season and got sick and tired of all the questions about how terrible his football team is. Got a little excited, a little carried away, a little boastful, and really, I don't think, realized how bad it was or what it was going to be this year. And I don't think we're going to hear Hugh Jackson at least make any more major declarations about the 2018 season, because I have a feeling it won't be me. There's other things that I think Hugh Jackson needs to address with this team, but I'm sure somebody this week is at some point going to ask
you
about that those statements.
Is Hugh a Speedo guy or is he a Trunks guy? What do you think, Daryl?
I hope he's a Trunks guy.
I think, but I don't know. He has that unabashed confidence. I think he's a Speedo guy.
I don't know. He might be one of those 1930s full body suit.
Well, I think most people would hope that.
How do you know he just doesn't go in his birthday suit?
That's true. That's true. Hey, again, know? That confidence.
All right. Daryl, talking to Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter for 92.3 The Fan and 923thefan.com, joining us on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline. Okay, Daryl, getting serious now. John Dorsey is just kind of sitting back, and you've written about it, you've talked about it, just kind of sitting back and observing players and how they're dealing with it. He also has to be observing Hugh Jackson and how he's dealing with it and the things he's saying. If Dorsey comes to the realization that many fans seem to be coming to, that, you know what, this just might not be my guy, will it be a difficult thing to bring to the table with Jimmy Haslam, or has Jimmy Haslam got all of his chips in John Dorsey and the confidence to say, you do what you need to do?
Well, if you pay very, very close attention to what Jimmy Haslam said back on December 8th when Dorsey was introduced, he obviously said that, you know, they're committed to Hugh Jackson. They feel he's going to be the coach here for years and years to come. I'm so sorry, Browns fans, if that's how Jimmy Haslam actually feels. But I think John Dorsey wants his own head coach. And if that's the case, you go ahead and you fire Hugh Jackson and you bring somebody else in. You don't go through another 12 months of force-feeding another shotgun marriage, okay? Because you're just going to have the building fall apart and eat itself from within for what'll be like the 20th consecutive year. So if Dorsey makes the determination, and I'm not saying that he has, want to make that clear. I'm saying if he does make the determination that, Hugh, you're a nice guy, but you're just not my guy, this isn't going to work, then I think you make the change now, because what happens is you'll have Hugh become basically a lame duck coach in 2018. And then if you spend the first pick on the draft on a quarterback, all right, to me, you end up doing some more harm than good, because he spends a year with Hugh Jackson, and then you've got to go and switch that up again on him in year two. You'd like to provide that young quarterback with something that a lot of young quarterbacks here have not had the luxury of, and that's some continuity and some stability. So to me, just like with the front office, because of the assets, if you feel it's not working, don't force it. And I know your reputation is what it is, and if you fire Hugh, you're going to take, you know, a lot of criticism, even from me. But at the same time, if it's the right thing to do, then go ahead and do it, and put the blinders on and stay focused on, you know, what you're trying to accomplish. I don't know who you can get to actually want to take this job, but again, if Dorsey feels that Hugh isn't the guy, I think that Jimmy Haslam has to act in the best interest of the organization and allow Dorsey to go out and find someone he can work with.
Daryl, excellent stuff as always, buddy. You bring some light to an 0-15 team. Appreciate it as always.
Well, we'll just hope for better times in 2018. How's that?
Hey, there's always next year. Daryl Ryder, right. Our Browns beat reporter, joining us there on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline.